The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
We are officially into a World Cup year now that we have ticked into January. And usually, you know, you get all sorts of healthy competition, love of the game, all this sort of stuff. But there's always a bit of drama and a bit of gossip going around with the World Cup too. And joining me to discuss is Cameron Hill, journalist with Off the Ball. So let's maybe start, Cameron, with are we going to get there and our route to getting there?
Yeah, unfortunately, New Year brings the kind of sharp reality of what actually is going to happen at the end of March. I think for a while there, we were dining out on the Troy Parrott goal and, oh, let's just revel in that. We'll worry about that later, the actual getting to the World Cup. Let's just enjoy the fact that we're in a playoff picture. And now I think the cold light of day is starting to shine on Irish football in that we're starting to look at players and their form and possibly their injuries. So bad, really terrible news for Josh Cullen this week, the Burnley captain who suffered an ACL injury over the Christmas break. So that's him out of the playoffs, certainly, and probably the World Cup, should we make it that far. Key part of our midfield. Now, You've got the likes of Jason Knight and Mark Sykes coming back to fitness. So in terms of our stocks, we're not terrible right now in midfield options. Adam Ida has a hamstring problem that might rule him out of the playoff picture in March. So already you're sort of going, I don't like this next couple of months, because we'll be sweating over every time a player goes into a tackle or whatever and thinking, what's that going to mean for their chances of facing Czechia on March 26th in Prague?
And form-wise, about the players that we are going to have, because going into those playoffs, I mean, I think widely it was expected that we weren't going to win them. This was sort of a bolt from the blue. Now that you say that January splash of cold water on the face is there, what do you reckon the chances of those who will be or should be at least on the team?
I think they're starting to tick into form. Like Troy Parrott is still obviously banging in goals for AZ Alkmaar. He scored on December 21st. They're on a winter break now, the Dutch league, so they're coming back from it in the next week or so. But he scored before Christmas and he's been linked with a few different clubs like West Ham and Everton, I think Leeds maybe, as a move in the January transfer window, which would be great for Irish fans because it would mean more Troy Parrott every week. Yeah. Maybe not so good for him because the pressure and the exposure that he will have compared to kind of going quietly about his business off Broadway in the Dutch Eredivisie would have been a good thing for him. Evan Ferguson seems to have turned a corner in Rome. He scored in a 3-1 win, or was it a 4-1 win in Genoa, over Genoa in Serie A. And Giampiero Gasperini, if you've been following the Evan Ferguson Roma scandal or saga, Gasperini, their manager, has not rated him. So this guy, I don't know about this Ferguson guy. And the Gazzetta dello Sport, the famous Italian journal, have kind of written him off and said that the credits might be rolling on his time here and he might be going back to Brighton in January. But it seems like he's changed his tune and say, maybe I misjudged the lad. Maybe he is a good kid after all. So in up front, we're starting to score goals. Jacob Ryan's playing really well for Everton right now. I think one of his best performances came during the Christmas. And then we've Kevin Kelleher, your Gavin Bisounou's, a lot of different players dotted around the Ireland team doing quite well also. So it's looking good. It's looking good. I would be cautiously optimistic on our form.
Okay, well, let's bank that and say, right, we're going to get there. We will be at the World Cup. This is sort of a bit of a different one. So it's hosted over three nations.
Yes. Yeah. So you've got Mexico, USA and Canada. We'll get to the US piece in a bit.
Yeah, lots to talk about there.
There's a bit to talk about there. But yeah, the trio, and should we get that far? So just to kind of give everybody the key dates over the next while, March 26th, we head over to Prague to take on Czechia in the playoff semi-final. Win that and it is a winner-takes-all match against either Denmark or North Macedonia in Dublin. So we've been drawn to host that game. So winner takes all at the Aviva Stadium. If we lose that, we still have to play the loser from that tie of Denmark and North Macedonia in a sort of friendly or World Cup qualifying bronze final, if you like. Pointless, but sure, we'll play it anyway because of TV rights. But if we make it that far, our first game is the day after the opening game, which sees Mexico take on South Africa. We play South Korea in Zapopan near Guadalajara. Then on June 18th, it's South Africa in Atlanta before taking on mighty Mexico in Mexico City on the 25th of June.
You can just see the credit union loans being cashed in to go to any one of those. Yeah. But they will need to be substantially bigger than in previous World Cups, because getting a ticket, whatever about the luck of getting a ticket, the cost of getting a ticket at this World Cup looks to be extortionate.
Yeah, for those people who are maybe feeling the pinch and trying to count how many beans on toast tuppers are coming. This is going to hurt now in January because, so I was looking at the ticket prices today. South Africa, right? Cheapest ticket you can get for that game is €119, going up to €383. If you're planning on going to see Ireland against South Korea, it's between €153 and €425. And then in the Azteca Stadium, you'll pay a minimum of €225.
Oh my God.
And a maximum of €595.
That's your bog standard ticket. That's just get you into the ground. You're not talking about a box here or something.
No. There's no flying over on one of Trump's like planes he's been given by Gulf countries or anything. It's just the ticket.
And whatever about the group games, if you look at the cost of the final and some of the actual knockout games, they're extortionate. It's proper Trumpian, I suppose.
It is. And there was a funny kind of saga earlier where Americans, particularly the Mexicans and Canadians, are sort of, I don't know about this, but the Americans, this is just the cost of living in our country. This is how rich we are, that we charge these prices.
This is price of eggs, man. If you're paying €56 for or for $6 for a carton of eggs, expect to pay this much for your tickets.
How much
did
a banana cost? $10? Like, it's that idea of, this is a badge of pride for them that they're so expensive. But FIFA then went, because there was such a backlash, like I saw that the England supporters travel group revealed their allocation for World Cup matches from the quarterfinals to the final is undersubscribed. Because even England, who I actually think have a really good chance at this World Cup, even their fans are going, I don't know about this. So FIFA came along and introduced fixed tickets for every match at just $51.15 or $60. But that's only for 10% of the fan allocation. Okay. So, hey, listen, we tried, but there's this sort of supporter loyalty aspect to it too. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a pricey World Cup if you're going to it.
And like, what are we talking up to? Like, from, you know, $60 is your €60, your lowest ticket. What is it going up to for the knockout?
Well, let's game it out, and Ireland gets the quarterfinals, then the semi-final and final, right? So quarterfinal, €580, then you've €786 for the semi-final, and if you're going to that World Cup final, you're going to pay at least €3,577.
Somehow I don't think it's going to be a problem for us.
No.
Unfortunately.
You think we'll front up?
Yeah, I think, hey, quarterfinal, who knows?
There's no price we won't pay, Sean.
And what's this about Trump banning certain people from certain countries? Iran, I kind of understand, but there's others as well.
Yeah, Haiti are also on this kind of travel ban list for fans. So there is a sort of weird kind of loophole around, I think, squad players and actual delegation members are in the sort of, the travel ban does not apply to them. They get a qualification. But if you're a fan or whatever, it's going to be very, very hard for, if you're from Iran or Haiti or apparently Ivory Coast or Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal, they're also on this travel ban list. Mm. So there'll be a selection of really great fans. The African nations, if you've been watching the Africa Cup of Nations, they bring a certain just vibrancy and colour in the stands that is unparalleled compared to even us. So it would be a dark start to what's probably going to be quite a dark World Cup on off the pitch because of the Trump aspect of it. Like, remember the news today, Trump is the FIFA Peace Prize winner.
Yeah.
Just to remember, like, you wonder if, gosh, the good name of FIFA is going to be brought into disrepute as a result of that.
Yeah, because it's a slight irony, isn't it? And we are going to be coming and talking about that. Just more news coming in about Trump and Venezuela. You certainly imagine any Venezuelan fans wouldn't be, I don't even know, if they qualify for the World Cup?
No, they haven't.
All right,
no.
Well then he doesn't need to worry about that. But lots more on Trump and Venezuela coming after break. Cameron, one final very quick prediction. Who's going to win the World Cup?
As I said, I think it might be England. Like, really? You've got France, Spain, Germany, Norway might be a dark horse there. But I think if you're having a debate between Morgan Rogers, Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden and Cole Palmer as your number 10, you're in pretty good stead. They have a really easy group. I just don't know. I think they're quietly going about their business. It could be the time for them.
There you go. 3rd of January, Cameron Hill predicting, and we'll hold you to that when we get into the very expensive finals, knockout stages. Cameron from Off the Ball, thanks for joining us.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.